This is the Sakar Murli of the 19th of March 2026. Essence, sweet children, just as both Bap and Dada are egoless and soul-conscious, so you must follow the Father in the same way, and you will continue to make constant progress. Question. In order to attain a high status, what must you be cautious about? Answer. If you want to attain a high status, pay attention that you, 1, do not cause sorrow for anyone, even in your mind. 2, never get angry in any situation. 3, after belonging to the Father, do not become an obstacle in the Father's task and this sacrificial fire of Rudra. Some continue to say Baba Baba, but their behavior is not royal, and so they cannot claim a high status. Om Shanti. You children understand very well that you definitely have to claim your inheritance from the Father. How? By following Srimad. The Father has explained that there is only one scripture, the Gita, in which there are the elevated versions spoken by God. God is the Father of all. Elevated versions are spoken by God. God must definitely have come and made souls elevated. That is why he is praised. Srimad Bhagavad Gita means the elevated version spoken by God. God is definitely the highest on high. From only that one scripture are elevated versions remembered. No other scripture has elevated versions spoken by God. Even the writer didn't understand whose elevated versions they were. Why was that mistake made? The Father comes and explains all of that. As soon as the kingdom of Ravan began, they started to follow the dictates of Ravan. The first big mistake is made by those who follow the dictates of Ravan. They are slapped by Ravan. Just as it is said that Shankar inspires those people to make bombs, etc., in the same way, Ravan, the five vices, inspires human beings to become impure. This is why they call out, O purifier, come. So the purifier is only one. This proves that the one who makes everyone impure is different from the one who purifies you. The two cannot be the same. Only you understand these things, number-wise, according to the efforts you make. Don't think that everyone has faith. It is number-wise. The more faith you have, the more your happiness increases. You have to follow the Father's directions. We have to follow Srimad in order to receive the status of self-sovereignty. It doesn't take long to change from ordinary humans into deities. You are making efforts. You are following Mama and Baba. They are serving to make others similar to themselves. Therefore, you too can understand for yourselves what service you do compared to the service they do. Baba has explained that Shiv Baba and Brahma Dada are combined. Therefore, you have to understand that he is the closest of all. It is his, Brahma's, perfect form that is seen in the subtle region. Therefore, he must definitely be ahead of everyone. However, just as the Father is egoless and soul-conscious, so this Dada too is egoless. He says, Shiv Baba continues to explain to you. When a Murli is being spoken, this Baba says, understand that it is Shiv Baba who is speaking through this one. This Brahma must definitely be listening as well. If he didn't listen to it or relate it, how could he claim a high status? However, he lets go of his own body consciousness and says, understand that it is Shiv Baba who is saying everything. I am still making effort. Only Shiv Baba explains everything. This one has been through the stage of becoming impure. Mama was a Kumari, and she therefore went ahead. You Kumaris also have to follow Mama. The householders need to follow Baba. Each one of you has to understand that you are impure and that you have to become pure. The main thing that the Father teaches you is the pilgrimage of remembrance. There mustn't be any body consciousness in this. Acha, if any of you are not able to give this knowledge, then stay on the pilgrimage of remembrance. By staying on the pilgrimage of remembrance, you can give this knowledge. However, if you forget to stay on the pilgrimage of remembrance, it doesn't matter. Give this knowledge and then engage yourself in the pilgrimage of remembrance. Because that stage of going beyond sound is the stage of retirement. The main thing is to be soul conscious and to continue to remember the Father and the cycle. Don't cause anyone sorrow. Simply continue to explain, remember the Father. This is a pilgrimage. When someone dies, they say that he has gone to heaven. No one on the path of ignorance remembers heaven. To remember heaven means to be dead to everything here. No one remembers it just like that. You children now understand that you have to return home. The Father says, the more you remember Baba, the higher your mercury of happiness will rise. Also, remember your inheritance. To the extent that you remember the Father, to that extent you will also remain cheerful. By not remembering the Father, you become confused and continue to choke. You cannot stay in remembrance for that length of time. Baba has given you the example of a lover and beloved. Although he is doing his work and she is at the spinning wheel, her beloved comes and appears to her. The lover remembers the beloved. The beloved then remembers the lover. Here, you just have to remember the one Father. The Father doesn't have to remember you. The Father is everyone's beloved. You children write, Baba, do you remember me? Oh, but how can the beloved of everyone remember you lovers? That is not possible. He is the beloved. He cannot be a lover. You have to remember him. Each of you has to become a lover of that one beloved. If he were to become a lover, how many would he remember? That is not possible. He says, I don't have any burden of sin on me that I would have to remember anyone. It is you who have a burden. If you don't remember the Father, your burden of sin will not be removed. Why would I have to remember anyone? You souls have to remember me. The more you souls stay in remembrance, the more pure and charitable you souls will become, and the more your sins will continue to be cut away. The destination is very high. Effort is required to become soul conscious. You are receiving all of this knowledge. You become Trikaldashi, number-wise, according to the efforts you make. Let the whole cycle remain in your intellects. The Father explains, you are lighthouses, are you not? You are those who show everyone the path to the land of peace and the land of happiness. You listen to all of these new things. You souls know that you truly are residents of the land of peace. You come here to play your parts. We are actors. Continue to keep these thoughts in your intellects, and you will become intoxicated. The Father has explained what your parts are from the beginning through the middle to the end. You now definitely have to go into your karmatit stage and then go to the golden age. While maintaining this concern, benefit yourselves. Don't just become pundits. If you continue to teach others, but don't stay in that stage yourselves, it won't make any impact. Each of you also has to make your own effort. The Father also tells you how he makes effort to stay in remembrance. Sometimes storms of Maya come in such a way that they break the intellect's yoga. Many children send their charts. Baba is amazed at how they go ahead of me. Perhaps they feel that force, and they therefore start to write their charts. However, if they were to run in the race that quickly, they would claim number one. But no, that is just to the extent of writing their charts. They don't write about how many they have made similar to themselves. Others too don't write to Baba and say, Baba, this one showed me the path. Baba doesn't receive such news. So what would Baba understand? Nothing will happen by just sending in your chart. You also have to make others similar to yourselves. You have to become both Rupa and Basant. Otherwise, you are not equal to the Father. You have to become an accurate Rupa and Basant. It is this that requires effort. Body consciousness kills you. Ravan has made you body conscious. You are now becoming soul conscious. Then, after half a cycle, Maya, Ravan, makes you body conscious. Those who are soul conscious become very sweet. No one has yet become complete. This is why Baba always says, don't hurt anyone's heart. Don't cause sorrow. Give everyone the Father's introduction. There has to be great royalty in the way of speaking and interacting. Let only jewels constantly emerge from the lips of God's children. You give human beings the donation of life. Show them the path. And tell them, you are God's children, are you not? You have to receive the kingdom of heaven from him. So why do you not have that at this time? Just remember, you truly did receive your inheritance from the Father, did you not? You people of Bharat were deities. You took 84 births. Understand that you belonged to the clan of Lakshmi and Narayan. Why do you consider yourselves to be anything less? Baba understands that those who say that not everyone can become that don't belong to this clan, that they have now started to fluctuate. You have taken 84 births. The father enabled you to accumulate your reward for 21 births. You began to use it up and depleted it. You have been covered with rust and have now become Tamopradhan and worse shells. Only Bharat was 100% solvent. From where did they receive their inheritance? Only the actors can tell you this. Human beings are actors. They should understand where Lakshmi and Narayan received their kingdom from. These are such good points. Surely they must have received their fortune of the kingdom in their previous birth. Only the father is the purifier. He says, I tell you the philosophy of action, neutral action, and sinful action. In the kingdom of Ravan, the actions of human beings are sinful. Your actions there are neutral. That is a divine world. I am the creator, and so I definitely have to come at the confluence age. This is Ravan's kingdom. That is God's kingdom. God is now establishing that. All of you are the children of God. You are receiving your inheritance. The people of Bharat were solvent and have now become insolvent. This drama is predestined. There can be no difference in it. Everyone belongs to their own part of the tree. This is a variety tree. Those who belong to the deity religion will go into that deity religion again. Christians are happy in their own religion. They have even attracted others into their religion. Because the people of Bharat have forgotten their own religion, they consider other religions to be better. So many people go abroad for employment because they can earn a good income there. This drama is created very wonderfully. A very good intellect is needed to understand it. By churning the ocean of knowledge, you can understand everything. This drama is eternally predestined. You children have to make others constantly happy, the same as yourselves. It is your business to purify the impure. As is the Father's task, so is yours. Let your faces remain as constantly cheerful as those of the deities. You know that you are becoming the masters of the world. Therefore, you are lovely children. You have to be very cautious about anger. The Father has come to give you children your inheritance of happiness. Show everyone the path to heaven. The Father is the remover of sorrow and the bestower of happiness. You also have to become bestowers of happiness. Don't cause anyone sorrow. If you cause anyone sorrow, your punishment increases 100-fold. No one can be saved from punishment. There will be a special tribunal for the children. The father says, if you cause obstacles, you will experience a lot of punishment. Every cycle, you will have a vision of what so-and-so is to become. In the early days, they were shown these things, but Baba forbade them to tell others. At the end, everyone will know accurately. As you make further progress, there will be visions with great force. There will continue to be expansion. The queue will stretch down to Abu. No one will be able to meet Baba. They will say, O God, your divine activities. This too is remembered. Scholars and pundits will also come at the end. Their thrones will shake. You children will be in a lot of happiness. Acha. To you, sweetest, beloved, long lost and now found children, love and remembrance from the mother, the father, Bhagdara. Only once do you receive such love and remembrance. The more you stay in remembrance, the more love you receive, the more your sins are absolved, and the more you are able to imbibe. The mercury of happiness of you children should remain high. Show the path to anyone who comes. The unlimited inheritance has to be received from the unlimited Father. Is this a small matter? Such effort has to be made. Acha. To you, sweetest, beloved, long lost and now found children, love, remembrance, and good morning from spiritual Bhagdara to you spiritual children. The spiritual father says, Namaste to you spiritual children. Essence for Dharana. 1. Become very royal in your way of speaking and interacting. Only let jewels constantly emerge from your lips. Serve to make others similar to yourself. Don't hurt anyone's heart. 2. Be very cautious about anger. Let your face constantly be as cheerful as those of the deities. Make yourself into a deity with the powers of this knowledge and yoga. Blessing. May you become an image that grants visions and grant everyone a true vision of themselves with your powerful mirror. When you go in front of a mirror, you have a very clear vision of yourself. However, if the mirror is not powerful, then instead of your real form, you would see another form. You may be thin, but you would see yourself as fat. Therefore, you have to become such a powerful mirror that you can give everyone a vision of themselves. That is, as soon as they come in front of you, they forget their bodies and become stable in their soul conscious form. This is real service, and there will be victory through this. Slogan: those who put these teachings into practice are souls who are embodiments of this knowledge and embodiments of love. Aviak signal: make your foundation of faith strong and remain constantly fearless and carefree. You have faith in the Father, but also carry out every task while your intellect has faith in yourself. And you will then experience victory, and nothing but victory. In front of victory, problems are nothing. You will then not feel anything to be a problem, but you will feel everything to be a game, and a game is played in happiness. When a task is easy, it is said, this is a game for the right hand, that is, it is easy. So this will also be like a game for your intellect. You will not be afraid in a game. Om Shanti.